Good morning, boys and girls. I was just kidding. Emily's here.
I'm here, barely. But yeah. I'm here.
Oh, good. That's what I need from you today, is just barely being here.
Oh, no. It's not in spirit. It's in physicality.
What do you mean?
You appear
to be here 100%. I see all of you.
Yeah. It's just, I'm currently chugging an emergency because I feel the seasonal sickness coming on. And
well, Emily, I don't know if you know about this, but here at Waterloo Media, we play hurt, okay? You can just take days off whenever you want.
Well, tomorrow I'll be at a wedding.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. So I'm chugging this emergency, crossing my fingers, being like, hey, let's not get sick the day before you're in a wedding. That would be really awesome.
Well, the good news is you don't look totally sick right now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
My nose. Oh, dang it, man. You don't tell me it's a lie.
I mean, you also could just be like 6 in the morning,
Emily. It is definitely 6 in the morning, Emily.
Confirmed. You are 100% physically present.
Yeah.
It is in the morning.
I just get really puffy in the morning. And, but I woke up. No. I did the thing where I woke up in
the middle of the night.
I
took care of it in the shower. What?
Oh, God. I woke up in the middle of the night.
The hot shower. It opens up the pores. It releases all the toxins. What are you talking about?
Yes.
Gross.
I woke up in the middle of the night to having a coughing fit.
Did she jerk it?
That just fired off on its own. I'm sorry. You're telling me about your coughing fit.
Yes. I had a coughing fit in the middle of the night, and I did that thing where it's like you're half awake, half asleep, and you're just like, and then you wake up, and you're like, oh my gosh, the realization that I just woke up in the middle of the night to cough. That's not good. Red alert! Where's the emergency? Where's all the drugs? So my throat is a little sore, but
well, good. I'm glad it's not going to be just like unbelievably cold up in Denton, Texas. Starting today.
Yeah,
that's
yep.
great.
Yep, it's going to be awesome.
Sounds
this
like
is
a fun
be
wedding
great.
You're going to. I guess we'll explore. You did find lodging. You told me yesterday.
Oh, I did. I'm excited to tell you more.
Yes. Yeah. For the people that suggested Emily just go lay down in the middle of a field somewhere in Denton, and that is her lodging for this wedding that she's going to tomorrow, you are so close to the truth here.
Partially
it's
correct.
Not even, you're not
yeah.
even, anyway.
But I'm just really hoping that I am not going to get sick and miss the wedding tomorrow. We're going to hope. We're going to pray.
Fingers crossed.
I don't pray.
Fingers crossed.
But I'm going to pray this time.
I'm done
Do you think
praying.
It'll work this
I'm
one
done
time?
Praying this week. Everything's terrible. Everything's bad.
No, it'll be good.
The
it'll be fine.
Computer is still telling me that number 4 is coming up next. Nobody gets what that means. Nick, just play Weezer. Oh, here we go, Emily.
Yeah.
No, actually, stop. Stop Weezer.
No, stop
nobody,
Weezer.
Nobody cares. So you learned that you're sick for your wedding. Are you hoping that, are you telling me... Never mind. Just play a song. Say It Ain't So. I was so close. When you wake up coughing, are you a Weezer? Nailed it.
Good.
Time for Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news, so you don't have to. I'm messing with his buttons, Emily. I'm trying to fix the news music here on the fly. Because, let's do some backside radio real quick. Who cares? Normally, Jason has this little news bed here, and for like the last 15 years or so, he has just been riding the levels on the board like an old-fashioned DJ, moving the sliders up and down. And I'm like, you know, we can just do all that in like pre-production, and so that it just plays and everything just sounds good.
So that's what you just did?
That's what I'm trying to do. It's still a little bit loud, but we'll see. Anyway, that's, like I said, news time. Sorry, I'm a little bit agitated.
It's okay. Let it all out. That's fine.
I really want to just do a whole bit today that we're just like, what can I ruin? Let's talk about Black Panther. All the spoilers. I'm just going to tell you why that movie is terrible and bad, and if you like it, you're stupid. It's actually not that bad, but maybe some Black Panther news. Here, do me a favor, Emily. Put it on our Twitter poll. Can we talk about Black Panther spoilers yet? Okay, it's been like the number one movie for 3 goddamn weeks already, but it was like, oh, don't tell me what happens. Black Panther dies. That's what happens. Anyway, that one you guys probably knew. let's go and go to our safe space, shall we? Or at least my safe space for when doing morning radio. Fast food news. Hell yeah.
Yes.
Starting off with KFC. Emily, this has real Emily energy, if you ask me.
I like KFC.
I don't know if that's insulting or not. No, not just KFC.
Oh.
KFC is, I'm a famous bowl guy. Other than that, pass.
I used to get it a lot as a kid. Like, there used to be, in the early 2000s, this kid's meal. Mm-hmm. Came in a box, mm-hmm. and it had fun little things, and you could do puzzles and stuff on the actual box. I don't know why I remember that really distinctly. I guess I got KFC a lot as a kid.
You know, I was there, I don't remember exactly when it happened, but there is a transition in McDonald's Happy Meals. That's what I grew up on as a kid, where they used to have like the little foldable box thing, and then for a while they were just like, here's just a bag. Here's a bag with a word jumble on it, and a puzzle to get to Grimace's house. Anyway, that's not what KFC is doing. They are introducing, testing funnel cake fries. They go to Taco Bell and they say, your nacho fries? Well, listen to this.
That was what?
It's your cousin Marvin.
This is good, relevant news.
No. I told you. I feel like this is going to speak to you and your stomach.
Yes.
Now, if you want some, you're going to have to drive up to Kansas City or maybe St. Louis. Or actually, I guess South. Okay, so they're testing it in Kansas City, St. Louis, Omaha, northwestern Arkansas, and southeastern Oklahoma.
Who did I know? I saw somebody post about these. Like, they went and got them
was
recently.
It KFC? Okay, I was like, was it
no,
just KFC?
No. It was like, who was it? There was somebody on my social media feed that
like
posted.
Like a friend of yours? Yeah. Or like a famous person?
No, a friend of mine that posted like a picture, and they were like, funnel cake fries. And I was like, oh, that sounds so mm-hmm. good. Mm-hmm. Why were they in Oklahoma or wherever?
I don't
Interesting.
Know.
Interesting.
Was it Jason Dick? Is that where he's at? Oklahoma?
Maybe.
That sounds weird. But hey, he does, you know, he waited in line for nacho fries for like over an hour. So
what are these made up? I mean, I can understand like that. Is it
they
batter?
Are, I guess they're just KFC's regular fries. It doesn't particularly say there, but just says the funnel cake fries are crispy on the outside, fluffy on the inside, and sprinkled with powdered sugar. They taste and smell like the delicious funnel cake reminiscent of state fairs and local carnivals. But conveniently packaged for snacking. So, now, assuming that there was this, like I said, this went on sale in all those places yesterday. So, and they are hoping. No, that's not a thing. Anyway, eventually, probably this will come to all of us. That's not the important news. I just want to get that for you. A little
that was exciting. That was a good little appetizer. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You thought the vitamin C was going to fix you up, but how about some funnel cake fries?
That would make me so happy.
Let's talk about the main story here. McDonald's is giving away McGold cards. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with the McGold card.
I'm not.
Apparently, Bill Gates and Rob Lowe supposedly have one. Lots of famous celebrities, which, you know, that's what Bill Gates, billionaire, needs is free McDonald's. Rob Lowe, definitely. I mean,
that's just how the system works.
Maybe he could have like a water from McDonald's. I don't understand what the items Rob Lowe is eating. Maybe that's why they have them. But now it can be up to you. McDonald's is offering up a dozen of them for their new promotion, Season of Sharing, SZN.
Season.
Now, put that on the list of things to remind me to yell about. SZN season.
Yeah.
No. No, no, no. You're eliminating. How many was that? E A S O. Yeah, there's you're adding, you're converting one S to a Z. You're dropping vowels. No, just write season, okay?
Yeah, the only person that should have S and Z is SZA. SZA, I believe, should be allowed to have the S Z.
Okay, we're already wasting too much time on this, but I can't go through all of the who has S and Z's in their names, but
SZA, I think, should win. Just agree with me on that one.
Sure. Cool. Yeah, no, yeah. You're my expert on young people things.
So
and SZA sounds young.
What's the card? Like, so you said it's free McDonald's?
So they are granting they are promoting this as free food for life, which I hope that Velveeta Shells and Cheese Lady sues them for this, because it's not free food for life. It only covers 2 free meals per week for 50 years. Now, are they saying if you eat 2 meals at McDonald's, you will only live 50 years?
Definitely.
Not a good promotion, McDonald's. But yeah, no. Whenever they do a free food, a free anything for life, I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
I should be able to go in at any time and be like, give me that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I should be able to walk into the McDonald's, go into the back, grab my McGriddle right off of the griddle, like, and just treat it like it's my, like, this is my home.
Yeah.
So,
I feel like these types of promotions treat their for life the same as Jason treats his forever.
Yes.
Because his forever, when he tells Bumbleina that, is 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this for life is 50 years. So, wow, I can't. What if he tells somebody that he'll be with them for life? Does that mean 50 years in Jason?
Whatever he says, you shouldn't believe it. Told me he was going to be at work today. No. Anyway.
Sorry to bring him up.
It's also, they're giving out a dozen of them, but only to three people. Three people will get four McGold cards, one for you and one for three of your friends. So now I got to come up with three fake people to get this promotion at McDonald's.
I see.
Which is, I guess, I get the season of sharing thing, but I don't want to hook up any of my with free McDonald's for life. If I get a McGold card, I want to lord it over all of my friends and let them make the, I'm, you know, give me the ability to feed them through my gold card.
Yeah.
Sure. Anyway, you also, you wouldn't be surprised, you have to go, this is an app-based
sweepstakes. Oh, an app-only thing? Yeah.
Let's see, when does it start? December 5th through Christmas. They're having the season of sharing promotion.
So next Monday.
Yeah, there will be daily deals on food and merch orders made through the app, and the McCard winners will be chosen among the participants. So, yeah. And finally, just because I want to do this one, because I need to yell at something right now, Chick-fil-A!
Yeah.
I am not a Chick-fil-A person. I don't like what they do with their money. That's fine. You can eat their chicken. Those are blood nuggets. That's what I say.
I know. I feel very guilty every time I eat their chicken. But I will say, as somebody who is very picky about meat, they've got some good meat.
I have heard that about you. That you're picky about meat.
I'm very picky about my meat.
Well, I tell you what I'm picky about are pickles. Because Chick-fil-A is doing a special line of merchandise, t-shirts, coffee mugs, all signs. It doesn't matter. But there's let's see here. There's a nugget pillow set, a sauce blanket that goes with it, an I Heart Waffle Fries hoodie. But when I went to their website to look at the merch, they have a shirt. It's green, and it says Pickle Pickle. And that's because when you order a Chick-fil-A sandwich, they only put two pickles on the sandwich.
Yeah.
I love pickles, okay? I'm sorry if there's an anti-pickle campaign out here. If you guys can't handle pickles, I understand. Sometimes it stains your jaw. I get pickle jaw just like you would everybody
pickle
else.
Pickle jaw.
But you know what you do? You fight through it, okay? You fight through the pickle jaw just like you fight through whatever Jason's. Anyway, just give me pickles, Chick-fil-A. I'll beat your blood nuggets if you give me pickles. But you are stingy with the pickles, and I don't get it.
Morning Max Sports.
Well, the good news is that the drop worked perfectly. I have now Backside Radio combined two separate drops that Jason normally has and put them into one.
Wow. You're cleaning it up back here for him.
She's trying to sabotage me by putting her headphones in my jack. I wonder they sounded all cheap. Knockoff. Anyway, Morning X Sports. Let's talk about that, shall we?
Let's do some sports.
And a lot of exciting action. Hudson Card says he's gonna transfer away from Texas. I say, but don't you want to be a wide receiver here? Come on, buddy.
Aww.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll talk about that maybe down the road. Unless you have thoughts on Hudson Card.
No, not really.
Bang him, I guess. He's very attractive. I don't know if you've seen Hudson Card before.
Let me look him up.
An update on Brian Robinson and his big hat from earlier this today. But, of course, the number one story. America! Yeah! We did it, guys. We won the World Cup.
Yay!
Against Iran.
Yay!
Yesterday. Yes, this is good news for soccer. I saw it happen live from BD Riley's.
Really?
Not quite Qatar, but I was in a designated drinking zone. So that was fun.
Okay.
1 o'clock yesterday, and this was a tough one. There's lots of political drama because of tweets and things, and it was very... some soccer experts that I've heard said that this match, if America lost, it could cause World War III. So...
Oh, my gosh.
Now, maybe it still could, but... Not for us, because we did it, we won, and that means that the U.S. is moving on. They will play the Netherlands on Saturday... I think it's at 9 a.m. Come on down to BD Riley's and hang out with me. This is not an ad, and I may not be able to get in. But
okay.
it's very popular. I was talking to CJ Morgan on the sports show yesterday, which apparently I'll be doing again today. Great. And I was like, hey, where do I go watch? And he was like, well, Haymaker, BD Riley's, Mr. Tramps. And I was like, first of all, Mr. Tramps. You are by far the RC Cola of those three establishments. No offense. Mm. Sorry. Unless you're one of those places where they wear the shorty short skirts. There used to be one of those in the Triangle. Anyway, then maybe I'll come out and see if you're a restaurant, Mr. Tramps. But I think they're just a fun place to watch soccer. But the problem is I don't know if there's so few or if those are just the most popular ones, but they are packed. They are packed. Also, it took me a while to realize that on the outside patio at BD Rallies, they had on England versus Wales. And it wasn't until a bunch of people were cheering and saying, "Oh, bollocks, that's rubbish." And I was like, "Oh, yeah. I'm watching the wrong soccer."
Oh.
But then I went inside and I got to see it. I got to see Christian Pulisic score the goal, put the U.S. up 1-0 right before halftime. And if you haven't seen it yet, Emily, which I assume that you not only did you watch the game live, but you then watched a replay.
Of course.
To make sure.
I then watched other people talk about it. I listened to a podcast about it. Mm-hmm.
So they're doing the whole thing where they run around. I can't describe soccer. I'm sorry. But like somebody else kicks it towards the goal. And at first I thought that Christian Pulisic wiped out the goalie so that the ball could get in. And I was like, that's a smart play. That's a really good idea. Just take out the goalie. That way he can't stop the goal. America. Hell yeah. But then on the replay, it looks like he actually like kneed it in with his knee and kicked it in, and then just like his momentum carried him into the goalie. Anyway,
okay.
The point is that Christian scored, America beat Iran, and now he has a broken penis.
In the penis.
Yeah. Legitimately?
So he was laying on the field for a while, and everybody was like, "Oh!" And some people called it an abdomen injury. Initially, they're like, "Oh yeah, he's got an abdomen thing."
Mm-hmm.
And I believe his official diagnosis is a pelvic contusion, and he has been termed day-to-day.
Oh, my gosh.
The goalie hit him in the penis because he lead with the penis. That's what he did. And now,
I know I have a botched penis. It was not large to begin with.
I don't know about that, Christian, but now he's got a broken penis.
Mm-hmm.
That's his problem. I mean, it's broken, but like just severely bruised and probably swollen. Anyway. He says that he will obviously be there on Saturday's match. He's like, I'm good to go, guys. I'm good to go. He tweeted from the hospital in Qatar. So, it's on. 9 a.m.
Wow.
Saturday, World Cup action. And I know what you're thinking is that after this, you know, there's not a good setup to it. I just want to play this other penis drop.
Two penises feels a little weird.
Yep. That's why Christian Pulisic calling this one. Yep. Also, they're trying to dub him Captain America. Is his nickname now, which, first of all...
That's kind of a cute nickname. Well, what do you have an issue with?
It's taken!
By who?
The Captain America!
Oh, well, he's fake.
No!
He's not a real guy.
I don't care.
Is the real Captain America in the flesh.
I don't care, Emily. There is... You can't just... This is like when Shaq just called himself Superman, and I'm like, hey, there is already a Captain America. Also, he scored one goal in the group round. Okay, you beat Netherlands, and you score two goals for each of your penises.
Two penises feels a little weird.
Then we can talk about Captain America. But until then, Christian, you're maybe a Bucky, okay? Maybe.
I think you look great, Cap. As far as I'm concerned, that's America's
penis. We're talking about Christian Pulisic and the World Cup team defeating Iran 1-0 yesterday. Christian had to leave in the first half because he took a goalie to the penis. He has a contused pelvis, I believe is the official term, but it's a bruised penis. Now people are calling him Captain America, and I am not here for it yet. My man Quentin is also with me. He's at 101X Morning X on Twitter, and he says, if no one handed the shield down to him, then he ain't really Cap. I agree, Quentin. I agree.
Hmm.
Also, something about it's currently Sam Wilson and taking it from... Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. If he doesn't go from very skinny to incredibly buff, then he's not my Captain America.
You know, he is, I guess, wiry is the term that you would use for a soccer player.
Wiry.
That's always my favorite part about soccer is because when you're just looking at them up there on the pitch, they look all skinny and tall and scrawny because they just run around, so they got good cardio.
Yeah.
But then when you watch the slow motion, you can see all of, like, the incredible thigh
muscles
and calves.
Muscles.
just in slow motion, and it's majestic. It's like watching like a lion take down a wildebeest on the African plain, except it's some guy flopping because you kicked his ankle.
Oh my gosh, ouch. Or it's like whenever you watch horses run, and you're like, oh, look at their stupid little skinny legs, and then you're like, oh my God, that will knock Jesus out of me if they hit me with one of those.
Yeah, especially if, you know, they...
Lead with the penis.
Okay, now we're just doing bad radio.
I was setting you up for that one.
Thank you. Thank you so much. you're not Captain America unless you beat up Nazis, okay? That's the rule, all right? Back in the day, Captain America, he was so excited to beat up Nazis, even though he was a scrawny little pipsqueak from Queens.
Sure.
Brooklyn, yeah, Spider-Man is Queens. Anyway, and yeah, he let that weird professor bombard him with the Vita rays so it would give him the muscles to go fight the Nazis. That's why he's Captain America, okay? And while Iran, you got Axis powers, energy for show, not quite Nazis. I think you'd have to win a game in America now to beat Nazis. Anyway, I brought all this Captain America stuff up, not just because filler, because Jason's out and we got to figure things out to talk about, but also because we put on the poll at 101X Morning X. He brought it right around. Can we talk Black Panther 2 spoilers yet? I think it's been the number one movie for like 3 weeks. I have some issues with it, but I have to properly tell you why I don't like it, other than it's too damn long. I need to spoil things, so I want to know. You got 15 minutes left to go vote on it. Currently, the Twitter is telling me that I can spoil the movie away. So if you do not want me to spoil Black Panther, go vote at 101X Morning X. It just jumped up. Now it's 60% say spoil away. So I think we can talk about Black
Panther.
People
don't care about this movie. Yeah.
I don't know. But I'll tell you what we are going to talk about is the new trailer for Super Mario Brothers came out yesterday. And boy, do I have thoughts. Did you watch it yet, Emily?
We're getting there.
I need you to watch it because I need to know whether or not you are a true believer in Chris Pratt as Mario.
Okay.
Or if you're like me and you're just on the fence. Time for morning's headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. The headlines brought to you by Pants, or in this case, a lack of Jason Dick.
Dun, 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 dun.
That worked out fine. There's new Mario news. That means we're going to talk video games here without him. Because Mario, he probably could have some thoughts and the things.
Yeah, I think he could have a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mostly, I was trying to look and see if I had a recording of him doing the whole underground da-da-da-da-da-da music.
He loves doing that.
I don't, so, yeah.
So probably. Just imagine Jason doing that right now.
Yeah.
He's here.
Yeah. But, you know, that's why I gave you this.
Dun, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yeah. Anyway, new trailer for the Mario movie came out. If you're not familiar with it, Chris Pratt is Mario.
You wanted to make me cry.
He doesn't do any kind of Mario voice, which I'm kind of okay with the not, because I don't want it to be it's a me Mario. I don't want that. I don't want to watch 2 hours of oh no, you know that was Luigi. But I also just don't like that they just sound like themselves. Here, let's just, the new trailer's out. Here is Jack Black is Bowser, Charlie Day is Luigi, Anna Taylor-Joy is Peach, Toadstool if you're nasty. And here's a little clip from the trailer that you can watch at 101X Morning X.
Not sure if you know who I am, but I'm about to rule the world.
Wow, yay.
But there's one problem. There's a human, has a mustache, just like you.
Do you think I know every human being with a mustache wearing an identical outfit with a hat with the letter of his first name on it? Because I don't.
So, I love Jack Black. That's awesome.
Oh,
Jack Black is Bowser. He's going to crush it.
Killing it.
I'm already going to say, give him the Oscar for best actor. Maybe he's best supporting actor. I forget how they do those things, but... Jack, he's going to be awesome. Here is Anna Taylor-Joy as Princess Peach trying to inspire the Toads to action.
Bowser is coming. Together, we are going to stop that monster.
How? Look at us. We're adorable.
Oh, I got this. No problem.
At the end there's Mario doing some Mario stuff.
That's just her voice. I also have an issue with this.
Okay, but I don't necessarily, that doesn't bug me as much. Because for the most part, most of the characters in Mario and in the games and everything, unless you're going to like, Captain Lou Albania, the Super Mario Bros. Super Show, which is way before your time, Emily. You have no idea about that. But like they just say their name, or they just go, oh, or something like that. You know, like Peach, most of the time she just goes, Mario. Whoa.
Yeah. Ooh. And it just doesn't, I don't know. Ooh. It just doesn't sound like Anya Taylor-Joy or basically anybody except for Jack Black. And that's kind of it. Tried to do anything different with their voice. It just sounds like them.
My point is, like, I don't know what Peach sounds like. Like, again, to me, Princess Peach is just, like, that's it.
Which, so, that's not what Anya Taylor-Joy sounds like at all.
But I'm saying, like, there's nothing for me to reference it to.
Yeah.
There's nothing for me to compare it to. You're feel free to explore the space. We're actually giving Princess Peach a voice and letting her say more words than just Mario. So, like, yeah, let's do it. You know, you go, girl. I'm happy with that. Charlie Day is
Charlie Luigi. Day's Luigi's kind of great. Wait, are you kidding? That's the best person that doesn't change their voice. I think he fits the character so well.
I mean, he's got good Luigi energy.
Oh yeah.
You know, like Luigi work and Charlie work, that's basically the same thing.
Wow. Yay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I think that sounds great.
Weirdly, it sounds kind of young to me for Luigi. I mean, I don't know how old the Mario Brothers are supposed to be, but I assume they're in their, like, you know, mid-30s for sure. By the time you go through an apprenticeship program and get your license and then become, you know, certified to go out on your own, it takes a while in New York City, okay? The unions and the backlog and the permits. I'm fine with all his voices, I guess. It's just a little disappointing. Here's my problem, and you have to watch the trailer to see it, because like at the end of that other clip that I had queued up where it's just the sound effects of Mario doing stuff.
Yeah.
He's going through like a Mario style obstacle course, and
at this, no problem.
Yes. And he hits the fireballs that circle and go around. Usually they're in Bowser's castle in the very first one. But in the trailer, they're just orange balls. They don't appear to be on fire at all. And I'm like, that is just not...
Well, maybe that was the practice.
I don't care. I don't care, okay? It's very clearly everything in Bowser's castle is fire. And so if you're going to have an obstacle course, then you need to... You know, I'm worried about it. But I'm also concerned... Because I am hyped for this. I am officially up
really?
For it. I have not been this hyped for a movie since the trailer for Black Panther 2, which let me down immensely. So I don't know if it's...
See, I'm not that hyped for this. I saw it. I watched the trailer just, you know, a couple minutes earlier. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, okay, this looks like another one of those Angry Birds movies. Like
Exactly. That's what I'm terrified of. It's just going to be an Angry Birds movie.
All it's going to be.
I'm also worried that it's going to be Sonic, because I did like the Sonic the Hedgehog movie, but it was very clearly made for kids and not adults. And
Clearly made for kids.
No. Yeah. No, it's not.
Yes.
I don't get it. Like, I know that's smart business sense, but no, this is my movie, okay? This movie is for 40-year-old people who have been waiting their entire lives for video games to become popular and to overthrow superheroes as the next thing that dominates movies.
No, this is just a continuation cash grab movie. This is another one where they can, you know, now that they have redone the characters and made Peach look a little bit more CGI and things... They can now plaster this version of Peach on a bunch of backpacks to send to school with kids.
You know, I don't know if something in there triggered a thing, so I'm just going to transition right into that. I don't know. I'm not dismissing your point there. I mean, you are right. Yes, this whole thing. Like, honestly, like, I can't wait for Super Mario Bros. The movie, the game. That's going to be off the chain.
If they can turn
these graphics into a game, hell yeah.
And there's already going to be a second one. Like,
of course.
Yeah.
And then they're going to go to 3. Oh, but there is, in the trailer, spoiler alert, I glimpsed a Tanuki Mario, so that's exciting.
Oh, I saw that.
It's a little suit.
I hope we get Cat Peach. I love Cat Peach. Cat Peach is my favorite. Mm-hmm. I love Cat Peach. Always play her in the Switch version of Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Yep.
And there's a scene where they're in the Mario Kart. They go on the Rainbow Road, Mario's Triangle thing.
So that's pretty cool.
It has the feeling to me of like a... that's how it's going to end, is a Mario Kart race to whatever is the MacGuffin that they're trying to get, stars, shines, whatever. But just I am excited. They seem to be hitting all the things. I'm worried that it's not going to be as good as the trailer.
Oh no, this whole movie is incredibly predictable. It's for kids.
Oh, okay. Well, agree to disagree on that one, Emily. If I go to the movie theater to watch Mario and there's just a whole bunch of kids around, I'll be like, gosh darn it, she was right.
It is going to be funny to see the people that show up. It's going to be kids and then, like you said, dudes with beards.
Ooh, should I wear my dragon hoodie that kind of looks like Bowser? That'd be fun. That would be fun. Scare the kids.
Hey, paisanos, it's the Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
With the Mario Brothers, and plumbing's a game. We're not like the others who get all the fame. If you think it's in trouble, you can call us on the double. We're faster than the others, you'll be hooked on the brothers.
Yeah.
Is that real?
Yes, this is real.
Oh, I thought this was a parody.
No, this is the intro.
Oh my god. This is very 80s.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
I actually kind of like it.
Good.
Like, I genuinely kind of like that more than the trailer of the new one.
Sorry, I'll catch everybody up if you were just tuned in for that Bush song. We're talking about the Super Mario Brothers. The new trailer came out. We basically are repeating the same things where nobody likes Chris Pratt, but everybody likes all the other characters in it. And that is the Super Mario Bros. Super Show intro, which was a 1980s thing. And they would have like a live action thing at the beginning with former wrestler Captain Lou Albania. Probably mispronouncing that, but that's fine. R.I.P. Captain Lou. And he was Mario. And then I assume just some random guy they got off the street was Luigi.
But there was a wrestler? That's so funny.
Yeah. He was a wrestler. And they were like, hey, you look kind of like Mario. And he was like, well, it was either that or be Ron Jeremy. And he picked the right decision after all.
Wow.
Then there was just like a cartoon, which was weird to me because it had King Koopa, but all of the aesthetics of it were Super Mario Brothers 2. Like, I'm watching the thing right now. They're flying on the little
magic carpet.
They had all the turnips and everything. It was. But then they would also have like the flower power ups. Which, unless I'm getting my cartoons confused, because there was another one that was like half Mario 3, half Super Mario World, that was just full-on cartoon. No Captain Lou in that one. But like the there was an episode where like Mario touches the flower power and he can fly. It lets him like flap his arms and float up, and everybody gets out of one of the pits. I don't know. Anyway, that was fine. You know, at the time, you know, these are the kinds of things this is what we could get. All we could get is like some guy, some suits who didn't understand things, but their kids kept talking about Mario and that kind of thing. He's like, here, give them that, whatever. Does it make sense? No, it's fine. It's cool. It's fine. Let's see here. Let's read some tweets. At 101X Morning X, people are talking about it because I'm making them. Julio from SA says, the whole cast really fit the characters. The only questionable pick is Chris Pratt. And again, I think he's going to do a good job. Like, But it's just like, I don't like it in movies that are animated where you can just tell, hey, that's Steve Carell. That's Will Ferrell.
Exactly.
That's this person. Because it takes you out of it. I don't like that.
And that's like this whole movie. That's why I'm not a big fan. I love Anya Taylor-Joy, but the fact that she doesn't really do any sort of effort to make herself sound anything like Peach.
See, I'm a little bit
annoying.
Okay,
and then same with Mario. Like, I don't know. There should be... I feel like this was a good opportunity to be able to hire actual voice actors for certain roles and, you know, have them get some fame. But again, this is a cash grab. They just want to put the people with the big names up first. Now, like I said, Charlie Day, I think he's great. I think he sounds definitely like a good rendition of Luigi. And then also Jack Black, of course he's going to do great as Bowser. Of course. It's Jack Black. He knows how to do a character, whereas everybody else kind of knows how to play themselves, but in different...
I just think that, you know, everybody else is like, okay, we're going to do the movie role, but Jack Black is like, no, I'm going to be
Bowser.
Bowser.
Yeah. Awesome. They should have all done that.
They should have all been played Bowser, yes. Anna Taylor-Joy.
Ooh, yes, Bowsetta. They should have all done that. My question, too, is, where's Daisy?
Who cares?
What do you mean, who cares?
Daisy is
People
Super Mario
love
Land.
Daisy.
No, they don't.
Yes.
No, they don't.
People love,
Daisy. That's Mario Kart energy right there. That's what you thought of in Mario Kart. Okay,
no.
Okay, tell me about Daisy.
Daisy?
Mm-hmm.
Daisy, she's the yellow one. And I don't know. She's not my favorite, but I know a lot of people that like her. She's in Mario Tennis.
Yes, that's because they needed Mario Kart,
yeah,
and all the offshoots and all the Mario sports. They have the, you know, Mario and Luigi are both same, similar characters.
Yes.
They're the Kenru of that. No, Daisy is from Super Mario Land because they just, for some reason, on the Game Boy version, they didn't want to do Princess Peach, who also, her name is Toadstool. Sorry, I'm a traditionalist like that.
What about the girl in red from the OG Mario game? What's her name?
Well, I think you're referring to Pauline.
Yes.
She is the mayor of New Donk City. It's not in the Mushroom Kingdom.
Okay, now I regret asking all these questions.
And she was from Donkey Kong. That was Mario's girlfriend back when he was just a carpenter who beat up on monkeys. That's
great.
True. If you look it up, that Donkey Kong, the original with Mario, where he jumps in the building, that's all animal abuse, okay? It's basically like Pokemon with their
Yeah. Their I don't know. I feel like they should have put Daisy in it. I would have had a good time seeing a Daisy rendition as well.
But what is she gonna do? Just stand there and
Peach
be like,
what is Peach gonna
do? Well, yeah, but you already have a Peach, you don't need a Daisy.
Well, you already have a Mario, you don't need a Luigi.
No, because they're different.
So is Peach and Daisy.
No. All Peach is, Daisy's, same thing.
No.
Look, obviously, they'll probably fit her into the sequel or something. Here's the real question.
Oh, yeah, she'll be in the sequel.
Do we get a Legend of Zelda movie spinoff of this?
I hope not. I really hope not.
I don't, because I want them to go live action, and not with Tom Holland.
That's what? Fine. He would be great. He'd be great, Link.
No. He's too buff for Spider-Man. He's too buff for Link, okay? Let's see here. Florida Man Kyle. No, he just likes how I do my Peach voice. It turns him on. Where was it? Pete Landers tweets at One of My Morning X, and he says, I got bad news, Nick. We had our Mario Bros. Movie when we were kids. It wasn't good. This one's for kids too, blah, blah, blah. He says, he's referring to the 1993 Super Mario Bros. Where it was Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo, which that's an interesting casting decision for Luigi, but anyway.
Name?
Mario.
Last name?
Mario.
Okay, what's your name?
Luigi.
Luigi?
No, Luigi Mario.
Okay, look, how many Marios are there between the two of you?
So that was how they solved the whole problem of how are they the Mario Bros if they're Mario and Luigi, is they just made them Mario and Mario Luigi. Here. You guys want to know... Well, no, I'm not going to do that because I'm going to play a song. I was going to do a whole... Anyway, I liked the 93 Mario's movie. I liked it. It's not great. It's not anywhere close to being a true adaptation.
Yeah.
But I liked it. I thought it was good. And, it's because Bob Hoskins, as much as he hates Mario, he thought that was he's a really good actor. So, anyway, that's enough Mario talk, surely, right? Right? When we come up, a classic Jason Dick that guy. Stay tuned. C-Senor tweets at 101X More Next and says, holy crap, are they still talking about Mario Brothers? It's been 20 minutes. Where's Jason? Someone should pull the plug. This is the worst radio.
Hey, excuse me, princess.
That's a good response.
Thank you.
So, I have had some issues lately. No, not the ones that you probably think. But more on the social media sphere.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you have this problem, Nick. I know your Instagram
I'm still a lot on Tinder.
I don't need
it, but I'm still allowed.
I did get banned from Tinder. I still don't understand that part. But I know that you post pretty frequently on Instagram. Do you ever have those messages where...
Yeah, I'm all about the gram.
You do? You post more than I do, like, in terms of just general feed.
I don't know how to do a story, but...
Yeah. Oh, great. But do you ever get those bots that'll message, respond at the bottom, and they'll be like, hey, please DM us, click here, blah, blah, blah. Do you ever get those or no?
No. Apparently, if I talk about mushrooms on the radio, the bots will come and tell me about their guy who is super discreet.
Ah, okay.
But that's it. No, I'm not familiar with these bots.
Okay. It's a very common thing.
It used to be a couple of days. like your Facebook, you would get a friend request from some super hot girl,
mm-hmm.
and then she'd be like, "Hey, subscribe for my sexy pics and things like that."
Yeah. That still happens.
That spotting the fail.
Sure, that still happens. But now there's just like a, I don't know what's up with Instagram these days, and I guess it's just slowly turning into the trash that is also Facebook, mm-hmm. because it's owned by the same people. Mm-hmm. But now I'm getting DMs, I get comments, I get everything just from bots. And this is one that I got recently from MarySmith_1X, who has 2.2K followers. But then if you click on her profile, she has zero posts. And everything is in a different language, but when you click see translation, nothing really translates correctly. But she said, "Hey, I really like your profile and your posts. And if you let me, I would make such an amazing mural out of it. If you don't, I don't know. If you don't mind, one of your posts could be my inspiring muse for an art project I'm working on for a client. You will totally get paid for it, as well as a bonus, also gets credits." I have no idea what that means, but she's totally a bot, and she's totally trying to make some money off of me somehow, yes. some way, right? And I'm sick of it.
Oh, you know what she's trying to do? If she wants to get your pictures, she's trying to turn you into a bot.
She's trying to turn me into a bot.
You give her all of your pictures for her mural, and then she just creates a fake Instagram account that with all of your pictures.
You know what?
That's all it is. She's trying to convert you into cyborg.
And that's okay. And I'm considering also turning into a cyborg, because if there are this many bots that contact me, I literally have a whole other folder of, "Hi, dear, our team is currently looking for promoters," or, "Hey, I'm on a promoter team," or, "Hey, I really like the look of your profile. Let's turn it into a mural." Oh, look, another one. We got another mural one that literally just came in. What's up with my profile and murals? I don't get it. If there's so many of these bots in the world,
mm-hmm.
that has to mean that some of them are actually getting money out of people, right? Like, if there's so many, they must be working.
But I think I see where you're kind of headed here, is you want to bot the bots.
I'm thinking about botting the bots.
Yeah.
You know how there's people where anytime they get a spam call, I don't know if you've seen, there's videos on YouTube, they'll call the spam callers back mm-hmm. and pretend to also be a spam caller. So then they spam call the spam caller.
I've seen a couple where they will conference in two yes. spammers together and then just like, you know, shut up and just let them go. That's hilarious. I love doing that.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's kind of what I'm thinking that I want to start doing, is I think I want to make an account and pretend I'm a bot to see how much that'll work. Now, I don't know if I want
to
actually...
Pretending to be a bot on social media. How could that possibly go
There's
wrong?
There's nothing that could go wrong, okay?
I'm starting to see why you're banned from Tinder.
No. I didn't do... Well, anyways, I think it would be an interesting science experiment mm-hmm. to see, because I've never gone through with any of these things.
Well,
what if I said yes? I want to know what would happen, but I don't want to use my own personal profile with my own credit card, with my own whatever.
Yeah.
But it's like, if she's actually wanting to make a mural out of me and all of these people are hitting me up about making murals and like giving me money or something.
No, they want your information. They want your credit card to steal your identity.
But we don't know that, because I've never accepted. So if I create a bot account, uh-huh. then the bots could reach out to me, and then I can bot the bots by giving them a bunch of fake information, but seeing if they do.
Oh, yeah, my credit card number is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
I don't know. I'll give them like an old credit card of mine that I don't use anymore. They can charge it. It's fine. There's probably like $5 on there. Okay. Like, it's not going to do anything. Right. So like, I don't know. And then I also get sugar daddy requests.
Oh yeah. You should accept those.
But they are fake. They're totally fake, because it's like a photo of some old man, some generic looking old man trying to take a selfie. And then in the profile, there's just a bunch of emojis, and it'll be like, "Sugar daddy looking to give money to hot women." And then it's like $! !! !! !! !! !! I
mean, if I was trying to find me a sugar baby, that's how I would do it.
It doesn't, it's not authentic. It does not seem authentic, but maybe I'm losing out on like hundreds of thousands of dollars by not accepting.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars?
Yes, yes.
Really good. First of all, I'm picturing on these fake sugar daddy accounts, the old man from the Six Flags commercials.
And oh,
the
yeah.
Dance. Yeah. Which that yeah. guy, that guy's got money, okay? He's got Six that Flags guy, money.
I know. We haven't seen him do anything since then, so he's still spending that money from Six Flags.
So you're going to give the bots a fake credit card and a fake accounts information, yes, and see what happens.
See what happens.
How does this make you money?
Well, because some of them are promising that if I do that, that I'll make money. Well,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So like,
so just you're
we'll
gonna
see.
Find the bot that is you're gonna find the actual president
yeah.
of Zimbabwe or whatever it was. I forget who was the scam. No, I can't. No, not I'm embarrassed. Who was the... Anyway. Okay.
Yes. Sure. I'm going to... Because if I just give them like... What if I give them like a gift card? You know how you can buy those Visa gift cards?
Yes.
At Kroger and HEB and stuff like that? And then could I essentially like buy a $20 gift card and then just give them that card number from the Visa gift card?
Sure.
And... they will never know because they're a bot, but then I can see if they actually give me money or attempt to give me money or not.
Look, how could this possibly go wrong, Emily? How could this possibly...
I'm just bored.
I feel like this is how you're going to end up being sold to a sultan
captive.
Or something. Yes, this is, you're
going to
hope that your dad has a particular set of skills.
Yeah, and a goat.
Which I feel like they call your dad... and they say, we've got your daughter. He's just like, all right, keep her.
No, he wouldn't say that. I'm his only child. They've worked hard for me.
It was the Nigerian prince scam is what I was referring to.
Oh, okay.
How come this far that I forgot about the Nigerian prince scam?
Okay, maybe I can go as far as outbotting the bots to where they make a Netflix show about me. Because you know how like that girl, all the scammers recently have gotten Netflix shows.
Oh, the you're trash, darling.
Yeah. That girl, and then also the one that created that medical thing that was a scam.
Yes,
she had her own thing
Elizabeth,
on Hulu.
Elizabeth Thanos.
Yeah,
yes.
I think she just recently went to jail too. Interesting.
Yeah. A lot of these scam things end up with the person going to jail.
Oh.
I don't want to spoil them for you.
But they all get a Netflix show. So when they get out of jail, they're going to have hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's what I'm saying. Is it's like it's a risk, but it's a 50-50. Okay, I could either outbot all the bots and they never bother me ever again, or I can actually see if any of these opportunities are real, and then watch. I'll earn hundreds of thousands of dollars off of my fake account, and I don't know, maybe sell feet pics on the side. Who knows?
That's the answer. If you want to make money on social media, just show them your feet, okay? I know it's weird and creepy and uncomfortable, but it's also very lucrative, okay?
That's true.
I got some
big feet, though.
They like that. That's a plus. 101X, it's the Morning X. Jason, Nick, and friends. Nick and Emily and Jason out. And Emily just told us about her plan to get Insta-rich on Instagram by botting the bots, turning the scam back on them, and then when it all goes wrong, you get a Netflix series based on you.
Okay, now that you say it out loud, it does sound kind of ridiculous.
Really?
I just, okay, just to start off, I think creating an account to troll the bots would be a good starting place, and then maybe we can turn that into a profit.
Okay. Zachary New Braunfels tweets at 101X Morning says, I'm pretty sure they didn't pay Elizabeth Holmes of Theranos a dime to make that show. Elizabeth Thanos should be her prison name, though. Exactly.
That is true. That should be a
you don't want to see her make a fist,
name.
If you know what I mean. Julio from SA says, dude, that sounds like way too much work. Just ignore those DMs. You know, there's already a site that you actually get paid for posting content if they want to go that route. Which, I don't want to sit here and defend the foot fetish people, because I know that it's like if you just post a picture, like if we were to be broadcasting live on Instagram and you just showed your feet, they would go and they would screen cap them and use them for, totally legit purposes. You should check. Have you checked to see if you're on WikiFeet?
I'm definitely not on WikiFeet.
Mm-hmm. But like also, like that's all you got to do. Be like, what's her face in Euphoria? Barbie Ferreira, whatever her character, Kat is her name. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Yeah, are there going to be a lot of creepos out there on your OnlyFeet page? But you ban the weird ones and you just develop a little following of some super dedicated, loyal foot fetishists.
Sure.
That praise you and worship you. And, you know, you got to sit there and you got to, you know enough anime cosplay people / OnlyFans models to know how this works. You
just
develop
I know.
Clientele.
Yeah. But I mean, if we're comparing me to Brittany, whatever her name is, America Ferrera, whatever, from Euphoria, Barbie. Why'd I call her Brittany and then America?
I don't know.
I mean, she.
It's because we beat Iran. Hell yeah!
It ended up not working out for her because now she's being written off of the show. So, you know, it's kind of been there, done that. Everyone has an OnlyFans. Everyone has an OnlyFeets. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many feet in the world. I don't know why people are not going to want mine, okay?
I have a friend who is a sometime part-time model. And she
sometime part-time model?
She said that it was, like, super
if
easy for her.
If you're a real model, then modeling is your full-time job because you are always looking fierce.
I don't know exactly her percentages. Yeah. Sometimes she bartends at a poker place, and sometimes but she was like, she turned her Instagram into a foot fetish thing, like by accident, basically. She was like, this is so easy. And then I was like, well, yeah, just all you got to do is just get with that pride.
Why don't you do it, Nick? You're always telling me to do it, but, you know, maybe it's not, I don't think it's really my style, but you seem like you want to live vicariously through me, which you should just do it yourself.
Just give me 20 pictures of your feet. I'll
20 pictures of my feet.
We split it 60-40. You don't ask any questions. You just get residuals.
60-40?
60-40.
So I get 60?
No.
Oh. You get 40?
I can get stock photos of somebody's
feet,
Emily.
Then do it.
Anyway,
people won't know that they're not mine.
But one of my feet is hairy and the other one is not. Here, let's do this.
Shave
at Florida Man Kyle says, Nick has made money sending pics of himself in a Speedo to Florida Man Kyle. That's right. He gave me $100. Don't know what he did with it. Don't want to know what he did with it. And there's more where that came from if you want, Kyle. He also says, you realize that doing all this will take more work than just working hard to make the money. When did working hard become such a bad thing?
Who said that? Kyle?
That was Florida Man Kyle.
What? And are you kidding?
I think the answer, Kyle, is somewhere around Reaganomics, between Reaganomics and 9/11. That's been working hard for the money, just didn't become worth your time. So, anyway, good luck with your plan, Emily.
Early in the morning, rising to the street. Light me up that cigarette, I'll strap shoes on my feet. Try to find the reason. Reason things went wrong. To find a reason why my money's all gone. I got a Dalmatian, I could still get high. I can play the guitar like a motherfucker.
Well, life is so love the one you got, cause you might get run over or you might get shot. Static, I just get it off my chest. Never had to battle with no bulletproof vest. Take a small example, take a little bit from me. Take all of your money, give it all to charity. Love is what I got, it's within my reach. And the sun flops down just straight from Long Beach. It all comes back to you, you're bound to get what you deserve. Try and test that, you're bound to get served. Love's what I got, don't start a riot. You feel it when the dance gets hot.
Love is what I got. I said remember that.
Angry at the bills I have to pay. I don't get angry when my mom smokes pot. Hits the bottle and moves right to the rock. Hit and ride and it's all the same. Living with Louis Dog's the only way to stay sane.
Let the loving come back to me.
Is what I got. I said, remember that. Loving is what I got. I remember that. Loving is what I got.
Emily's got a super complex plan to bot the bots to get onto Instagram. And explain your process to me real quick.
Basically, I just have a bunch of bots that are DMing me on Instagram, offering me money and other things that I know are not real, but I want to see. So I want to make a bot account and then get them to DM me and then respond back and see if it is, in fact, real and if I am missing out on money.
All right, that was not real quick, but I appreciate it. Because let me sit here and read our Twitter page, at 106.8X. Hilly from A says, you know what, Emily, instead of creating a fake account to bot the bots and post on there, just use that energy to watch TV, because it was yesterday you were asking us how we have time to watch TV.
Watch TV.
It's because we're not hatching these plans for these elaborate, I'm going to bot the bot plans, okay?
No, those are shower thoughts. I'm telling you, I gotta get a shower TV. If you want me to watch TV, the only time is when I'm in the shower, and that's not possible currently. So
this bot the bot idea is a shower thought.
Yes.
Okay. Then you know what? If this prevents you from having these kinds of shower thoughts, I will buy you a shower TV. I don't know if that's
only the best ideas come up in the shower, and you know
I will grant you the best ideas come in the bathroom, but it is not while you're in the shower. That is not where the ideas come from. Okay. Also, though, this whole plan of yours goes into you getting a Netflix series where who plays you in the Netflix series?
Jennifer Garner.
Jennifer Garner's too old, but check this out. Even though she did the Inventing Anna, Julia Garner. You can still get a Garner. Mm. Still get a Garner. Yeah. No.
Morning X Force.
Jason's not here. Snick and Emily doing the show, but we'll still talk some sports for you guys. And, you know, I could talk about the college football playoff committee.
Yeah.
I could talk about I'll talk about the World Cup, Emily.
Sorry. I didn't know if you were. You were setting it up like you weren't going to talk about it.
No. There's other sports stories going on. Jerry Jones almost died coughing on the radio. It's fine.
Oh.
But no, World Cup is obviously the big story. The U.S. defeated Iran. We averted World War III, according to some of the pundits that I have been listening to, with a 1-0 victory. And it was, is he team captain? Surely he's got to be team captain. Christian Pulisic of the World Cup. He was the one that scored the goal. However, he injured his, they called it a...
His nether regions?
Well, no, his pelvic... It was a pelvic contusion is the official diagnosis, which I don't know if you grew up on ER like I did, but mm-mm. Contusion, that means bruise, I think.
Ouch.
Maybe it's blood. So they said that he had a pelvic bruise, but it was his penis. He ran into the goalie after his ferocious skull.
Ouch.
He laid on the field for a while, and he injured his penis. Some people are now calling him Captain America, which is enough for me to put this whole thing together.
As far as I'm concerned, that's America's
penis. Yeah, he did say that he will be ready to play against the Netherlands on Saturday, 9 a.m. World Cup action. Come watch it. I think maybe I'm supposed to say Pluckers because of Budweiser, but I don't know. But now I want to just use that transition, that loose connection to the Avengers to talk about Black Panther. And I threatened to talk about Black Panther spoilers. It's been out for 3 weeks now. We ran a poll on our Twitter page, 101X Morning X. It came back. What is it? 56.7% of the people said that we can talk about Black Panther 2 spoilers yet. But then Julio from SA tweeted that today is apparently yesterday. Was Chadwick Boseman's 46th birthday, which means today it's fine. Okay, whatever, fine. But yeah, so we won't spoil that movie too much. I was not a fan. That's the spoiler. I guess if you like it, it's fine.
Yeah.
But to me, the best part of that was Namor, who is basically
hot.
Marvel's Aquaman, but yes, Emily, you're just nailing it with these suggestions for me.
My people call me Ahkukumkan. But my enemies call me Namor.
And everybody loves him.
He's
and somebody
cool.
Please, who knows how to say this guy's name, correct me if I'm wrong.
Namor?
No. Oh. I know that one. Just heard that one. I believe it's Tenoch Huerta is the actor. And yes, he is the star of this movie because Chadwick Boseman is dead. Again, spoiler. And I loved everything about it. And that was my big, that's my big thing. This is not a spoiler for Black Panther 2, but that my big issue is that it would have been so awesome and epic. It would have been befitting of that epic trailer if you had Chadwick Boseman and Tenoch Huerta going at it as the two warrior kings who have superpowers and wear super tight clothing. That would have been an epic battle. And to see it against spoiler redacted, whatever. But there was a thing last week, I think it was, or a week before, where it was going viral on Twitter that there were allegations that they photoshopped
his junk?
His junk out.
His nether reason.
He had a bulge.
That.
Yeah. I just tweeted that at 101X Morning Next.
I'll go check out his bulge.
Well, bad news, fans of Aquaman bulge. No. Apparently, according to the man himself in an interview with Rolling Stones, he was asked about it and he said, the only thing that I can say is the original was the photo in the right, which is the non-bulged photo without the bulge. That's the original.
So. No way. Stop. You're just being too nice.
I hope so. I mean, like that's, look, if I were going viral for bulges,
yeah,
in the pantal region,
just accept it. Even if it's fake, just be like, yep, that's me.
As far as I'm concerned, that's America's
penis.
Exactly.
Yeah. I would be like, yeah, that's right. Absolutely. Like the whole Pete Davidson, what he's packing, nobody knows for sure, except for all the supermodels. But I would be like, yes, please encourage this rumor. So bad news, ladies. Now, still is
he's still got some junk in the trunk, too. This feels weird that I'm talking about him like this. He seems like a very good actor. I've never seen him in anything else. He did a great job. But everybody was talking about how attractive he was.
It's fine. It's fine. Okay. Something. It's okay that he gets you wet. Anyway, speaking of, you haven't seen him in anything else. Mm-hmm. Here's some bad news. Again, the bulge is not real. And it looks like we're not going to see a Namor solo movie.
I know.
Anytime soon.
I know.
Now, the good news is that I think he's going to play a huge role in the Avengers. They're definitely setting up for a bunch of sequel action in the movie. But according to Gizmodo, back in the 90s, Emily, Marvel was having a bad time. They were not the powerhouse. They were basically like, oh crap, we're about to fold up and we can't sell comics enough. And so they just started licensing all of their characters out to whoever. That's why Spider-Man was on Sony for a long time until Marvel had the clout now to demand it back. And I guess they optioned the rights to Universal Pictures in the 90s. And so this was even affected the promotions of Black Panther 2 Wakanda Forever. Like, they couldn't put him just by himself. He had to be with somebody else on all the promotion materials, unless it was a poster, because of their deal with Universal. So now there is still, always the hope that Marvel will recognize that people are going crazy for my man, Tenoch Huerta, and they could, work out some sort of deal. But as it stands right now, no bulge and no solo Marvel Aquaman movie. So, and I know what you're thinking.
What?
That's madness.
That is madness.
This is madness.
Yeah.
That's just sad. That's sadness. Don't get sad. Get mad. Glad. Trash bags. Turns out Emily Edge is not the only famous person to come from her hometown of northwest of Houston. Where are you from?
I'm from south of Houston, closer to Galveston. I'm technically from Dickinson, but one exit over is League City, which is famous for, we're close to NASA. Mm-hmm. We've got the Kima Boardwalk, which some people know of.
Of course.
And, of course, the biggest attraction is the Texas Killing Fields.
That sounds delightful.
Yeah, great, fantastic, amazing.
I assume that's something to do with cattle?
That's very rude to call these people cattle.
Oh, they're people. Netflix has a new documentary about the Texas Killing Fields, which I guess is probably, that sounds familiar to me.
Yeah.
But I grew up here in the Tri-County area of Williamson, Hayes, and Travis. Let's see, we had, for us, I went to school in Jarrell. I lived in Georgetown. But the Orange Sox murder.
orange was, socks.
Yeah, there was
murder?
A girl that was found on the side of I-35, and she was naked except for a pair of orange socks. And so I never knew anything about it growing up other than just like I was just aware of the orange socks murderers out there. I thought that was, you know, as a child, I was like, oh, that's a cool that we have a serial killer on the loose or whatever. Surprise, spoiler alert, they found out what her name is. Still don't know who killed her, but she has a name now. That's cool.
That's good. Good stuff. This one is kind of crazy. If you don't know about the Texas Killing Fields, it's basically just this giant patch of land in League City, Texas.
I mean, I kind of gathered the idea from the name.
Yeah, it's kind of self-explanatory, but since I believe like the early 1970s, there has been about 30 bodies that have been found. I know that's not the most exciting thing that you want to hear at 9 a.m. on a Wednesday. And I think the last one I'm looking on, according to Wikipedia, it says the last murder that was found there was this woman named Teresa Vangus, who was 16 years old, who died or was found in 2006. And she's from Dickinson, Texas, which is my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I was definitely living and alive and well, around
they were active.
Yeah.
So basically, it's just
and it's never been solved.
It's a big plot of land that people were like, a bunch of people independently were like, you know what? That's good for burying bodies.
Well, we don't know. Nobody knows who has done it. Nobody, none of these, I don't believe, have ever been figured out who the murderer was.
That reminds me, I have a clip from the trailer of the Netflix
Why am I explaining it when, you know,
this will probably do it.
Netflix documentary can instead.
While the police were looking around the area, they come across a third skeleton. One after another after another, these ritualistic killings.
It's when things really broke bad.
Police are baffled over the latest discovery tonight in what some are now calling a killing field.
A lot of people are really outraged. How can it be that no one can figure out who killed them?
Whoever did this, I want them punished.
Boom.
Yeah, it is genuinely very sad, but it's crazy because I remember driving by these fields every single day to get to school.
You were aware of these, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You're like, oh, yeah, that's the killing fields. Yeah. Watch out for bodies.
I mean, everybody has known about this. This has been a thing since the 70s. Like, my dad knew about this when he was growing up, too. So it's.
I assume there's some old man at the gas station that warned you, don't go up to them killing fields.
Honestly, yeah. And what's surprising.
Ah, Pet Sematary.
Is I, at least personally, well, I was kind of a drama nerd. I wasn't that big into partying and stuff, but I never knew of people that would go out there either. Like, I never, which is probably good out of respect.
Yeah, that is interesting.
But no teenagers that were like, oh, that's good. Yeah. Killing field. Because there, I mean, when you've had 30 different bodies found there since 1970, I think even the stupid teenagers are like, all right, there's some bad juju.
Yeah, whenever you stop the teenagers from having their sex and drug parties there, that's when you know things are serious.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Zach from New Braunfels tweets out 106 Mornings. He says, there's already been a movie about this from 2011.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With Jeffrey Dean Morgan from Walking Dead and the Avatar guy, Sam Worthington, which is interesting because I looked it up and, you know, yeah, if they don't know who did all this, how does your movie end? It's got to be very bad, right?
It's definitely
38% according to Rotten Tomatoes for Texas Killing Fields.
This Netflix documentary thing series, I don't know. I think that's like there's multiple renditions that this I think it's like an actual like series. So there's one about the Cecil Hotel, if you know anything about that.
Of course, but tell the rest of the people.
Do you not? You can say no.
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay. In California, there is this hotel called the Cecil Hotel, and it has been known that a lot of bad things have happened there, including this one woman was found dead there. I guess she went and stayed at the Cecil Hotel, and there's video footage that they found of her in the elevator just like acting all sketchy, and then she disappeared. It wasn't until days later that people were complaining about the water at the hotel, and it was because they found her dead body in the water
tower. Okay, yes. Yes, I have heard about that.
Which is insane. And so, like, a bunch of stuff, bad stuff happened at the Cecil Hotel. So I think the same people that made that on Netflix are now making a series of different true crime things. So this is the one about the Texas killing fields.
Okay.
I don't know. It just hits a little too close to home.
So you're not going to watch it?
Oh, I'm definitely going to watch it. Okay. I'm definitely going to watch it because it's like, oh, I've been there. I know those things. But it feels crazy. And it's just one of those things that I grew up with. So I guess I never thought about how wild it is until they make a documentary about it. And I'm like, oh, I used to drive by that every day. And I was just like,
Do you know about the yogurt shop murders?
I do know about that one. Was that here in Austin?
That was here in Austin. That's like Austin's big unsolved crime thing.
People are messed up.
Yeah, yeah. The other one from Georgetown was there's a girl, Rachel Cook, who disappeared like in the late 90s or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they never found her. At least, I don't know. I stopped paying attention to it. Sorry. But I just want to point out because I'm looking at pictures of her. And this is why you don't want to disappear in the 90s, people, is because all of your terrible 90s hair, she's got like this weird like stripes of blonde and brunette.
Yeah.
That's what every time you Google her name, Rachel Cook, you just see this terrible hair decision.
So,
Now
it's very interesting now that area of the Texas killing fields has like a Honda of Clear Lake and some sort of Christmas tree place. There's a grill. There's a Shipley's Donuts I know around there. I used to go to that Shipley's Donuts quite often.
Fields?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. There's, you know, it's now around, you know.
I know that I have a rational disdain for Shipley's Donuts, but I'm just investigate those Shipley's people. See if they have anything to do with those killing fields. Just somebody look into that, please. You know, yesterday or the day before or sometime in the past, Emily said, like, we haven't done a Morning X After Dark in forever.
I know.
You know, we did one when we talked about my mushrooms, but you want some Morning X After Dark? You got it. Let's talk about sex, baby.
Sexual intercourse.
Okay, I'm down.
This is a new study from right here. Texas State University researcher Rhonda Balzarini. There, sure, fine. She was part of a research team that said that COVID-related stress has reduced sexual desire in romantic relationships.
COVID-related stress.
Yes.
Like the stress of, oh my gosh, what if I'm doing stuff and I sneeze on them?
They found a link between specific stressors brought up by the pandemic, such as financial concerns, loneliness, and worry, and lower levels of sexual desire.
Mm.
This is nearly 5,000 people participated in the research. All of these might trigger depressive symptoms, and this might be particularly true as time goes on. I probably should have read the story before I did it. That's fine. But yeah, if you remember back when South by Southwest 2020 was still like, will it happen? Won't it happen? And before Rudy Gobert gave Tom Hanks COVID, I guess it's a little bit after that. But when we're talking about the pandemic early on, everybody was like, oh, and everybody's stuck at home. There's going to be a divorce boom and there's going to be a baby boom. And it never really happened. And in fact, if you're...
That's true,
I guess according to Elon
actually.
Musk, he's worried about a baby recession. I think it's fine. But yes, so they said that this might be why. It's just everybody got too sad and depressed to get it on. So.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I never even thought about that because I was one of those people that said, yeah, oh, people are going to be slanging and banging during the pandemic.
Thanks for taking a moment there to find a delicate way to put that, Emily.
Yeah,
I appreciate that. Slanging and banging?
Slanging and banging.
Okay, good. Good.
During the pandemic because they have nothing better to do. But I guess you're right. All of us were depressed and didn't have a job, didn't have money.
I remember I was trying to find like a designated... because everybody's going in their own bubbles. I wanted to find a sex friend, like somebody that I would just, you know, it's like, hey, we're going to stay away from all the other people. I'm going to stay from all the other people. And that way we can still be safe. Why did you say it like that?
Yeah. Wouldn't that just be a girlfriend? Huh?
At the time, it was more important that it was just a sex buddy.
Yeah.
But anyway, I managed to find both. So, anyway, no word on this. If this is going to change or if we're going to fix things and get over it, or if we're just all now, you know, sad, worried, stressed out incels. But anyway, in a slightly related story, Peeps is bringing back some fan favorite flavors for the holidays.
I'm excited to see how this is related.
You will be. Now, I only bring this up because I want to question. This is obvious peep propaganda with this headline of fan favorite flavors, because who is a fan of Peeps?
I agree.
Nobody.
I'm very anti-peep.
Yes.
All of those ugly little ducklings, I'll step on you.
That's
easily.
Right. Rabbits, bunnies, all those are gross. The only thing Peeps are good for are for blowing up in the microwave.
I agree.
But yeah, so they are coming out with some seasonal inspired shapes and nostalgic flavors.
Nostalgic?
Such as...
It's marshmallow.
Yeah, I don't... But you can get Peeps marshmallow snowmen. You can get Peeps marshmallow trees. They have gingerbread men, stocking, vanilla cream flavored pop. I think it's actually like a... Oh, this is a Peeps soda. Yes. Ugh. A Peeps vanilla cream. No. They're going to have candy canes flavored like marshmallow chicks, double hot chocolate marshmallow dipped in dark chocolate.
Oh, my God.
Peeps Delights peppermint bark flavored marshmallow dipped in dark chocolate.
Who's buying these things?
I don't know.
These are stocking stuffers. These are the definition of, oh, my God, I forgot to get my kids something to put in a stocking.
You know what? I'd rather have coal. I would rather get coal in my stocking than Peeps.
Okay, you know what? You get coal in your stocking. I'll get Peeps in my stocking. We can work together to burn the Peeps.
There we go.
How about that?
Anyway, you want to know how these two are related? Well, this news break was about sex and candy.
Ah.
Gotcha.
That was a good one.
Downtown. Thank you. You know, sometimes the world can be a dark, dreary place. We just talked about how everybody's sex drive is down because of the pandemic. And that's why every day at this time we like to try to lighten your load, brighten your spirit, brighten your world with an inspiring news segment that I am going to come in and just crap all over. It's a little thing we call Don't Nick My News.
And now for some good news.
Tell me something good.
This is stupid. Grumble, grumble, grumble.
Emily, what you got for us today?
Okay, I'm going to do the Telecaster voice real fast because I feel like this headline works with it. Police officer delivers fifth baby in 5 years after responding to 911 call in New York.
Okay, good job.
Cool. Sergeant John Eric Negron.
Careful.
I know. I'm going to call him John Eric. Has earned the nickname the baby whisperer among his fellow officers thanks to his role in helping deliver five babies. Yes, five in the last 5 years. For those of you that can't do math, that is one baby a year. basically, he got a call from Rebecca Reyes, who went into labor 3 weeks early at her home in Shirley, New York. And he showed up at the scene. And he said, as soon as he said she's starting to push, I said, that sounds like something I've heard before. And he kind of fell into his instincts from the past four babies that he has delivered as a police officer and helped to deliver the baby. So after only 12 minutes of labor, baby Owen Anthony Maldonado arrived. And it says, though both were reportedly healthy after the home birth, the mother and newborn were taken to the hospital afterwards. I think his first delivery was back in 2017, and that one was a tough one because it was a home delivery in a kitchen, this woman's kitchen, and when the baby arrived, the umbilical cord was wrapped around his neck, and I guess he had to remove it with his hands, and then when the newborn still wasn't breathing, he used a turkey baster to get the fluid out of the baby's throat. So if this guy didn't want to be a police officer, it sounds like he should have been a doctor in his other life.
Did you mention the part about how he's, you said baby whisperer, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, they call him the baby whisperer because this is five babies in 5 years.
Look, first of all, this is not a baby whisperer, okay? That comes from The Horse Whisperer, a movie starring Robert Redford, where he doesn't deliver babies or anything. He deals with unruly, traumatized horses, and he calms them down by whispering. He calms them down. Shh. Shh. Hey there, horse.
Jason.
Yeah. And like, so while I appreciate you, this news sources, all these people wanting to jump on this baby whisperer
Yeah.
namesake here.
It's not accurate.
Okay. Also, A little bit of a glory hog, okay? Sounds like what this guy hears is he's sitting there listening to the police scanner, and he hears about a pregnant woman in the kitchen. He's like, ah, another time for me to shine. I think this last incident, like, there apparently people were on the scene already handling things when he has to come and be like, oh, step aside, guys. The baby whisperer coming through.
He's, everybody, like, cracking his knuckles.
Out. Yeah, and, like, you know, oh, the cord was wrapped around his neck. What do we do? Somebody, if only the baby whisperer here to tell us to unwrap the cord. Anyway, that's all my issue is.
The turkey baster is pretty impressive, though. You have to admit that. I would have never thought to use that, a turkey baster.
Honestly, if that were, I'd just impressed that they had a turkey baster to begin with.
That's true.
I don't have one. I'd be SOL.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're not pregnant.
You'd have to suck it out, just like a snake bite.
Oh, gross. That sounds disturbing.
That's gross. That's gross.
Yeah, and that's you drawing. That's drawing the line right there for the baby whisperer. I don't know. This is terrifying to me as a woman who could potentially give birth, because I have heard of a lot of people giving birth early, and I don't want some random cop, telling me what to do while I'm pushing it out in my kitchen.
Exactly. You want the cop that you've been dealing with this the entire 9 months, that one that's familiar to you. You don't want a strange cop coming in there tasering your baby because it's unruly.
That's true.
Although I do like the idea. I think I'd be a good baby whisperer. If you just, your baby is all bad and cantankerous, I'll come in and I'll quiet it down. Quiet down, baby. Quiet down. Time to go sleep, baby.
Just based on that, I don't think you've ever interacted with a child before.
Am I doing Moira from Hits Creek? No. That's Babe. Anyway, okay. Yeah, you're not the baby whisperer, okay? Just, like, leave that to the horse whisperers and just go. Just go, Nick.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.